Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. Anything around the house that needs my attention over the last week? Well, pick up the phone right now. Open phone lines at 803-0930. That's in the 716. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating as well. Same as our call-in number at 803-0930. Any way you'd like to participate in the program, including watching us on Facebook Live, where you could also post your questions there. We'd love to have you be part of the show. So this is in the news, and it's fascinating to me. I did some research, and I looked back to 1970 to today. Guess what the highest interest rate was in recorded history since then? Well, it was 18.53% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, and it was on Friday, October 16th, 1981, the highest 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate in history since 1970, 18.53%. What do you think of that? And how does that compare to today? Well, today you can get a mortgage at 7. Seems like a bargain in comparison to just a couple years ago, though, where we were at, what, 2? And I think that's why people are in shock right now with the rates going up, is because of the dramatic rise since then till now. But if you look back in history, yeah, we're still kind of good at 7. I will tell you this. 1984, we decided to build the house that we still live in today. And, of course, I was going to need a builder's loan. Well, that was even harder to get then than now. And the rates were even higher then, as well with a builder loan. The best I could find was 10.5% variable rate. That was the best I could find from Lockport Savings Bank. 10.5% variable for a builder's loan. Now, a couple years later, we refinanced it, and you know what we got it to? 8.5% fixed. So, again, we thought that was great, right? It's all relative to where we've been and where we're going. And since 1981, by the way, with some ups and downs, but consistently, the rate has dropped to the low of 2022 when it was at 2.5%. Of course, now, as they say, back up to 7. And I don't know. I think, from what I can tell, it's been kind of riding around 6-7% for the last several months. I guess it tells me that it's kind of stabilized at that point, but you never know. Anyway, the point of it is, compared to the historical data, the rates aren't bad right now. The other dynamic that plays in the mix of this conversation is the lack of inventory for real estate and the effect of COVID on real estate. I find it fascinating that the only true benefit that COVID gave us as a society is that our homes are worth more. And that's good in the way because, you know, you have more equity as a result of more value. And in my business, certainly equity is valuable because this is what we ask our customers to tap to do a renovation. When you look at the equity of your home, I call it free money because, yeah, we're paying, you know, a little higher rates than we have been, but it's still relatively reasonable to borrow that money. And in some cases, you can get it, you know, with no closing costs. And the benefit is then you're putting that money back into the house. And if you stay within the equity reserve, well, that means there's no risk. Because even if you sold the house today with what it was appraised for, with not considering with your what your equity balance is, you can't get hurt if you spend your equity back into the house. So that's a great little tool that we like to use with our customers as we talk about how much equity they have. And if it's significant, well, you know, you could do a $100,000, $150,000 renovation, add all that value into the house, and not get hurt if you had to sell it promptly, because you're still within the value structure of the property. Not to mention the fact that when you do a kitchen or a bath renovation, you are adding value to your house, and you are increasing its worth. So not even counting that, discounting that completely, you can't get hurt if you work within your equity. So your comments, your questions about this, and how do you feel about your home's value, and how do you feel about perhaps not being able to move and being stuck because you can't find anything because of inventory, and are you content to improve your home and stay where you are? Of course, that's my world. And we look for people that are in that that dilemma where they need more space, they want to improve, but they can't find anything to replace their home, and they're going to tap their equity. That's the world that we live in at Cortez Construction. I'd like your comments and questions about that as well, or anything around the house. At 803-0930, outside the 716-1800-616-WBEN. And again, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and running as well. Same call-in number as our call-in number at 803-0930. The next cooking class is coming up in February, and the date is, September 18th. And it's a sauce 101 class, red sauce, bolognese sauce, vodka sauce. And what pasta do you use for the sauce you're making? Yeah, there's specific pasta cuts that you use for specific sauces. Sauce 101 is our next class, September 18th. October 2nd, cheese making 101. Learn how to make burrata, ricotta, mozzarella, caprese. That is cheese making 101, October 2nd. Pasta fresca is November 6th, ravioli, cannoli, manicotti. And December 4th, we are traveling to Abruzzi. Pasta chiatara, lamb ragu, frittata with multiple channel tastings. These are the upcoming classes for the remaining months of 2023. Simply go to Cortez.net, drop down menu to the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, and participate in one of our upcoming classes. Our wonderful chef is Jerry Clemente, and we're looking forward to having you be part of our cooking school. And in general, if you'd like to come by and take a tour of our facilities, we'd love to show it off to you. We're at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side, just past Shimerville. Stop by anytime and we'll give you a tour. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN. and 9:30 a.m. as Buffalo as wings.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Kerry Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
When it's got to be perfect.
Autumn is almost here in the most colorful season of the year, but also the start of cold weather. Now's the time to find the hearth for your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney. Forget about those trips out to the wood pile this fall. Enjoy all of the comfort of a wood fire with a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces and stoves. Stop in and choose from over 80 models of fireplaces and fireplace accessories spread out over the area's largest fireplace showroom. This year, enjoy the cold and the comfort, convenience, and warmth of your Countryside Stove high-efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
I'm Steve Tasker, along with Alex, for Wester and the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Make This the Summer event.
This event makes this the summer for amazing lease deals on your favorite Jeep and Ram vehicles, and I do mean amazing. Steve?
Yep. Yeah. Right now, you can lease a new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 for only $569 per month.
Or lease a new 2023 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 for only $399 per month. Yep, $399.
Yep, both are 39-month leases, $1,000 down payment, plus tax, acquisition, and registration fees due at signing. No security deposit required. 10,000 miles per year allowable, 25 cents per mile thereafter. Must finance through Cal Automotive. On approved credit, not all buyers qualify. Compass lease requires a Stellantis or non-Stellantis lease in-household to qualify for payment. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 31st. Unless provided by the manufacturer, lessee is responsible for all maintenance and excess wear and tear.
Great lease deals now at Wester Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Yep, you got that right.
Yep.
Welcome to Western New York.
Looking for the biggest and best bingo payouts around? Look no further than Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. It's the hottest spot in town and just 20 minutes from downtown Buffalo on Route 5 or Exit 58 off the 90 West. And it's not just high-stakes bingo. Seneca Gaming in Irving has over 650 exciting gaming machines with thousands won daily. Plus, it's open to anyone 18 and over. For more information, call 800-421-BINGO. Don't miss out on the fun at Seneca Gaming in Irving.
We've got your game.
Drive into summer with Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara as we give away a brand new Lexus. Rev up. Thursday to Tuesday, swipe your Momentum card at either casino for a chance to qualify. And visit Falls View on Wednesdays for more chances to qualify. August 30th, cross the finish line at Falls View Casino with a grand prize giveaway. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com or casinoniagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Play smart. Drive into summer with Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara.
Big news for you folks, the Gorilla Floor has been upgraded to include a vapor barrier upon installation. That's right. Gorilla Garage Gear is the only company now installing a vapor barrier on every floor at no additional cost. Why do we need a vapor barrier, Dominic? Well, the number one reason is that the high moisture levels in Western New York actually can delaminate an epoxy floor. Well, no longer a concern at Gorilla Garage because the vapor barrier protects your floor from delamination, coming with a 15-year warranty as well. Quite remarkable. The goal, of course, at Gorilla is to give our customers the best products, and the Gorilla Floor does that. They don't rush that service. They don't promise the 24-hour install. They take their time. They do it right. They also include, by the way, what you need for your garage with a new garage door and garage storage equipment. Everything for your garage is at Gorilla Garage Gear. 716-715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hammer Time. 1020 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930 is the number for you to call. We'd love to talk to you this Saturday morning here on WBEN as we did a little research and found that the mortgage rates right now are actually pretty good when you compare to what they were in 1981. As I mentioned, 1981, the highest recorded rate in history that I could find. It was 18.53% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. Imagine obligating yourself at 18.5% for 30 years. Certainly, you could refinance. What do they say? You marry your house and you date the rate. Well, that's certainly important, especially even today. We encourage everybody today to think about the idea that the home equity loan would be a temporary rate and you'd refinance it when the rates came down. You know, we were spoiled for several years in a row. Lakeshore was offering a 12-month introductory home equity rate at 2.5% fixed for 12 months with no cost. It was remarkable. It was a great tool for us in our construction company to start people off with a very low home equity rate with no application fee, no closing costs. They still offer all of those attributes, no closing. Of course, the rate now is, you know, around 6-ish, 6 to 7-ish. Still good, and as I say to everybody, look at that as a temporary thing. By the way, every time you make a mortgage payment, you are paying on your principal. And, of course, it's a smaller amount than your interest. But when you pay on your principal, you increase your equity. When you increase your equity, you increase the value of your home as to what you owe versus what it's worth. So as they say, it's an important number for you to understand. And I think a lot of people, when I go into homes around Western New York, a lot of people really don't have a good handle on what their home is worth. I think it's important that you do know what your home is worth. And I encourage everybody to have a professional appraisal done on their home, especially if they're thinking about an improvement. It's very important information to have in that in your data bank as to what your home is worth in comparison to what you owe and getting a good handle on what your equity number is. Again, we try to guide people to use that number for the range of how far they should go with their renovations. It's a safe number to work with, and yeah, it's what we recommend. 803-0930, whatever I can help you with. Let's talk this Saturday morning here on WBEN as we travel to Williamsville and chat with Ken. Good morning, Ken. You're on WBEN.
Yes. Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call on this beautiful Buffalo Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Thanks.
But I just have a question on asphalt roofing and the buildup of lichen or lichen.
Okay.
Pronunciation is it?
Yep.
But it's probably been on the roof for maybe 10 years or more, and it's underneath where a silver maple is. So I know that provides a lot of shade and area for it to grow, but I didn't know if I had any options right now. It doesn't seem like it's causing any real damage after, you know, 10 years or so.
So it's important to differentiate lichen from moss. Lichen usually is kind of like maybe a dime size circle, and it's still greenish, but it's not grassy looking like moss is. So lichen, more of a surface contamination to the shingles as opposed to moss, which will actually infiltrate through the shingles and into the roof deck, which should cause roof deck rot. So if you're certain it's lichen, then yeah, that's just surface growth on the shingle. You can flake that off. You can use a little bleach or even zinc strips will mix with rainwater and deter the lichen? The answer, though, is more sunlight. More sunlight, and it may not be possible if it's north-facing. I have this problem on a north-facing side of my house. But the tree may be partly to blame as well, being that it's shading, you know, that side. What side of the house is it?
It would be facing the west, and it's sort of like a white calcium deposit material.
Okay.
It looks like
green;
it's whitish.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It may be the. It's interesting that it's happening on the west side because that's going to be the most sunlit side. But the tree may be the reason as to why. So, my general advice, frankly, Ken, is that trees in houses should be spaced far apart. How close is this tree to the house?
Yeah, it's probably 20 feet behind the house, and it's been trimmed once or twice through the years.
Okay. But 20 feet's a good distance, but still, if it's a massive tree and if it's encroaching the house and if it's draping over, anything that's draping over, I would definitely recommend be trimmed back. Exposing that roof to more sun is certainly part of the goal, but also we want to protect the house from, God forbid, we had a calamity with that tree that could collapse it into the house. That's certainly what we want to avoid as well. So to be honest with you,
branches right now that are hanging over the house, and the larger branches have been removed. But you're right, there is a fair number of overhanging branches that create the shade area.
The other thing about this is that if a tree branch rubs a roof shingle, that it would actually, over time, wear the granules off the shingles. So another reason that you don't want a tree that close to your roof. So there's a lot of justification here, starting from the lichen growth to the concerns for hazard, but exposing more sunlight and all of that are benefits to trimming that tree. I actually have the same problem at home with a birch tree that was mislabeled, and we thought it was going to be an ornamental size. Well, guess what? It grew into a pretty massive birch tree, and it stands only 8 to 10 feet off from the front of the house. It's way too close. So what I do is keep it trimmed way up, so the browse line is now almost to the eave line of the house, so two stories up.
Right.
Just so that the front of the house isn't, blocked by this tree, but also keeping it trimmed back from the roof line as well, so that it's not hanging over the roof. It's quite a task to be able to do that with this tree. So I've got the tree trimmer coming on a regular schedule to keep that tree under control. I would just as soon get rid of it, but there's someone else that I live with has a different opinion about this tree. I don't know what it is about that, but she's very attached to it. So be that as it may, we keep it trimmed back. And so, generally that's the rule of thumb, is to keep anything from being on top of the roof. Now, as far as actually dealing with the lichen, like I said, a little bleach and water, but be careful you don't damage the granules. And you will find that zinc strips attached to the roof itself will help dilute the lichen growth because of the interaction between the chemicals of the zinc and rainwater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And those come in strips of certain lengths. And
yes,
lengths.
Exactly. And you could buy them at roofing supply, roofing supply houses that sell shingles.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Ken.
So much.
Yeah. Good luck with the tree.
All right.
Yeah. Ken's line is now available at 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 803-0930. Yeah, I don't know what it is about that. When landscapers plant trees, they should pay attention to how big they're going to grow. The other thing that comes to mind when you're talking about this is, how often have you seen a tree between the sidewalk and the road, and what it does to the sidewalk over time? Again, poorly placed trees for that space, that narrow space between the street and the sidewalk. So this is something you see a lot of, and obviously something that can have an effect on sidewalks and roofs and your house in general. So I like to keep trees further than what I have my tree at in front of my house, as I said. I think 20 foot's a good number. 20 foot or more is a good distance to keep a tree off from a house. Dealing with lichen, or moss growth could be quite daunting, especially if once it gets infiltrated, the moss especially, infiltrated into the roof deck, and then you've got a bigger problem to deal with beyond the moss itself. It's the actual rot of the deck that is caused by the spores of the roots of the moss growing into it and actually providing a wet condition that will increase the growth of the moss. So, yeah, a lot to think about and to be aware of when you're talking about this kind of growth. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. We're back with more after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A second stray python was found in Amherst at the Delta Sonic at Niagara Falls Boulevard in East Robinson. SPCA officers were called to the scene by Amherst police to rescue the snake, and it's currently being examined and cared for at the SPCA's West Seneca site. Gina Latuca says there's been some speculation about how the animals got out.
Some are speculating that these animals may have been intentionally abandoned. Some are speculating that the animals may have come from one location and broken down some kind of a barrier and barricade. Of course, these animals are strong enough to do that.
Latuca says this and the other snake found at the Delta Sonic at the Boulevard in East Robinson earlier this week need specialized care and will not go up for adoption if the snakes are not claimed. Anyone with information on who owns the snakes is asked to call 875-7360, extension 214. The Buffalo 48-Hour Film Festival will have screenings this week at the North Park Theater. The event has 30 teams creating a film with an assigned genre, prop, character, and line of dialogue. Within a 48-hour period, each film is about 4 to 7 minutes long. If you are hankering for a corn on the cob, North Tonawanda is the place to be. The first ever North Tonawanda Corn Fest takes place until 7 p.m. at the North Tonawanda City Market. In addition to corn, there will be other foods like sausage and cannoli, plus butter demonstrations, numerous contests, and kids' activities. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Dominic here for my friends at Twin City Glass. Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. And with a tip on increasing your value, how about updating your bathroom? Yeah, when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there. Twin City Glass falls into that category. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. They're located in Wolitzer Park. Stop in. Tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
David Bellavia here. Sometimes I think the Social Security process is purposely complex. If you're having trouble getting benefits, there's an attorney who will help guide you through the process.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Hiller. Don't take no for an answer from Social Security. We'll fight every step of the way to get you the benefits you deserve.
Get a free consultation when you call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990, online at kennethhiller.com, 6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
The Gypsy Kings, featuring Nicola Reyes. October 11th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino. The Grammy Award-winning Gypsy Kings. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Gypsy Kings, featuring Nicola Reyes.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, folks, do you want to look, you want the look of real stone veneer, but you don't want to put in time, effort, or price? Well, guess what? Lenco delivers. Get Tando Stone. T-A-N-D-O Stone. It's a vinyl stone veneer product that is easy to install. It looks like the real thing, and the best of all, it costs so much less. It's easy for you DIYers out there, too, as well as professional builders. And Lenco stocks three beautiful colors to choose from. Get Tando Stone Veneer and much more while you shop at the new LencoSupplies.net. That's LencoSupplies.net. It's easier than ever to find and order exactly what you need for your project right from the comfort of your own home or even at the job site. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
10:37 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930. I'll pick up the phone or give us a text, whatever we can help you with this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Whatever issues there are around the house, now's the time to pick up the phone. We are talking about mortgage rates and how what we think is high today is kind of a joke compared to what's been high in the past, 18.5% compared to 7%. Quite a dramatic gap. And certainly the value of our homes is increased as well. Again, one of the benefits of COVID, the only benefit, not one of, the only benefit of COVID was that it increased the value of our homes. And for us in our industry, it's great to be able to have people sit on more value, more equity, because that means they can do more and not have to move. And it's often that we get brought in that we see someone in that dilemma. Do I stay or do I go? I can't find anything that will replace what I have. And everything I look at is a lot more expensive than what I have. So why not stay put and renovate what I have? And it's a great debate and discussion. And we have that with all of our customers every day. Right now, there's a tremendous movement towards this, staying put and improving because of the shortage of inventory and the fact that people are staying put and they're not moving because they can't easily replace their house. The shortage of inventory is really the driver there. So where are you in that question and in that dilemma? And if I can help you with it, certainly we can talk about that and we can get a handle on what your equity is. Again, as I said before, it's important that you know the value of your home. Whether you hire someone, or even if you just simply look on Zillow. Now, I want to be cautious with recommending that Zillow is a reliable source, because I've been told that it's not tremendously reliable. But it's still a resource, and you can use it as a guide. I think in a professional appraisal is more reliable, obviously, because it's more tuned in to the real numbers of your neighborhood. The other thing I like to tell people is that they should know how their home compares to the other homes in their neighborhood as well, because this will give you the guide as to where you sit in that spectrum and how far you can go before you possibly might exceed the average value in your neighborhood. So knowing what the most expensive house on the street is worth, as well as what your house is worth, is going to be another guide for you to base a decision on as far as whether you're going to stay put or move. And when we talk about moving, another dynamic that is often overlooked is, even if you, let's say, traded houses, which would be kind of ridiculous to even propose that you'd move from one house that would be the same size into another house. And let's say they were even worth the same amount of money. Again, kind of a ridiculous thing, but maybe you just want to relocate to a nicer neighborhood and you found this house that's, of the same value structure and the same size in a nicer area according to what you're looking for. The cost of moving is another factor that people often overlook. And then when you add in as well the fact that you may do some redecorating, maybe new carpets, maybe new drapes, maybe new furniture, all of those things get added to that cost to move. And again, those go away if you just stay put. Another question that comes up that relates to this part of the discussion is, can I stay in my house when it's being renovated? And the answer is yes. With what we do is we do take the steps to work around the family so that you can stay in your house. We put up the right kind of barriers. We use this system called Zip Wall. And what it is basically is plastic, but it's taut. It's not hung plastic, it's taut plastic. It's like a tent wall. And it has a zipper in it so that you can zipper in and out. It does a great job at controlling the dust and debris from spreading through the house. It also does a great job at limiting access to the workspace, so that pets and children and, the coming and going is not as affected in that work area as we would like. We want to try and keep people safe and keep them out of the work area. So Zip Wall is a great tool in that it does keep that barrier and keep the dust down. Again, the staging of the job, working around the families coming and going, trying to keep a daily life cycle real in the home is all part of the service. And we put a lot of focus on that. A texter writes, I think comparing mortgage rates 2 years ago, as everything is more expensive now, bad comparison. Yeah, I get it. We're talking about 1981 dollar values to 2023 dollar values, and home values being what they were and what they are. A $100,000 house in the 80s was considered a great house, an expensive home, a home of value. Today, a $100,000 house would be on the lower spectrum of what you expect to pay for a house. I understand that, but it's just an interesting observation nonetheless to see that rates were what they were compared to what they are now. And it's fair criticism of that comparison. But again, just looking at the graph just kind of made me chuckle as to how dramatically different it is to what we're paying now. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. And we're getting ready, Peter. I did a tip this morning on being ready for the upcoming heating season by being mindful of the hazards of carbon monoxide. And when we talk about carbon monoxide, that's a byproduct of our furnaces running. Of course, it can happen any time of year, but We typically think about it more in the heating season. And we talk about possible smells that might come from the furnace kicking on for the first time. Unrelated to carbon monoxide, that smell might be dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites, dust mite feces that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. And when the furnace kicks on, it burns that off and you get that burning smell. And it's not safe to breathe that, only as a reminder of what's lurking deep down in your ductwork, and getting it cleaned before the heating season might be a prudent move. And as we wind through the rest of summer, we do want to be considerate, too, of moisture that's collected in our house, and the April Air Dehumidifier, a great tool as well to keep that area of your home dry, as well as medical-grade air purifiers if you have what I have, which is radiant heat. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning. Yeah, well, you're covering all the basis. Yeah, you were talking about staying put in your home, and you're right. So many people are doing the remodeling, and then they're forgetting about the most important healthy home improvement you can make, and that is the thorough duct cleaning. You know, and a lot of people call us and they go, yeah, we just remodeled our kitchen and bathroom, and so it's time to get the ducts clean, and their house is like, you know, 20 years old. And I go, you know, your house was had needed the ducts cleaned 20 years ago, because that a new build we do every week. And then after that, the people shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, and add to that a little construction debris, which is impossible to keep out of the duct system.
Exactly. So 683-3000, get ready to dial as Peter now delivers the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for this week.
All right. So, you know what? This, we're fully transparent, supply and demand. The first time since COVID, we've had a great team. We've ramped up, and there's just a little lull right now. So our objective is just to get us through to Labor Day, and then Labor Day, it slams. You know, people are going to have to wait 3 to 4 weeks. So we call this the time to beat the fall rush. So on duct cleaning, you can save 20% off, okay? So that's quite a chunk.
Wow.
And that's just to make sure that our trained guys keep working. And then you mentioned the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier. That is $300 off. And then we have the whole house medical grade air purifier is $500 off. And you can still get the unit for 1,200 square feet. For just a little under $1,000. It's just amazing deals on all this stuff right now, but definitely call today.
Okay, great prices, great discounts. Only you're going to get them, though. 683-3000, call Indoor Air Professionals. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
This is Garrett Mayer. In 1852, my family opened the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill in West Seneca.
We still squeeze fresh, crisp apples using traditional cheesecloth presses to make our legendary cider. After they're pressed, we flash pasteurize the cider so we never need preservatives. Pure, natural, and so refreshing. With each new variety harvested, the flavor of our cider is ever-changing. So visit us often throughout the fall season.
Stroll into the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery. The aroma of fresh baked pies is in the air. We welcome all of Western New York to taste our incredible donuts and gourmet delicacies.
Check out MayerBrothers.com. You can share Mayer Brothers with family and friends. Place your orders online, even for cider and donuts, then have them delivered anywhere in the United States.
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
Okay, for the title of world's smartest human, where's the best place to buy new appliances in Buffalo? The answer is your local Orville's Home Appliances. Brilliant. Now let's see what you've won. The largest selection and best brands all on display, from four-piece kitchen packages to the latest smart appliances. A knowledgeable team of associates to help you pick out the perfect appliances for your home. Amazing weekly deals and a low price guarantee on every product. And last but not least, the area's fastest delivery on in-stock items and professional installation. Plus, with four Buffalo locations, you won't have to venture far for a great customer experience. When you think about it, you can't go wrong with making Orville's your number one choice for home appliances. Visit your nearest store or shop at Orville's.com. Orville's, your home, our life.
Attention Niagara Falls area plant workers. You may have been exposed to asbestos. Lipsitz Pontario and Comerford is hosting a free seminar on asbestos disease and your legal rights. If you worked at plants such as Hooker Chemical, Occidental, Carborundum, Union Carbide, Olin Matheson, DuPont, Carbide Graphite, and Goodyear, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Former plant workers, retirees, and their families and co-workers are encouraged to attend. Lipsitz Pontario and Comerford's free seminar will be held at the Niagara Riverside Resort, 7001 Buffalo Avenue, Niagara Falls, on Wednesday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Seating is limited, so please call today, 849-0701. That's 849-0701. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Book your appointment right there. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This is Drew Serza, the Buffalo Wing King, and you're listening to Hammer Time with Dominic Cortez on WBEN. Life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
10:51 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and 803-0930 is the number to call as we travel to Tonawanda now and chat with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a small house, relatively speaking. It's about 1,000 square feet. At 72, I no longer want to monkey around with these window air conditioners.
Sure.
And if you would offer a suggestion or any opinions on these new portable freestanding or yeah. self-standing,
yeah.
I think you get what I'm going.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We tried one ourselves. So you have hot water baseboard heat?
No, I have forced air.
You do? Okay, so I would probably put on the table, as far as worthy of consideration, is simply having a condenser installed on the house to run an air conditioning system through your ductwork. I would compare
the downside to that, and that's a good suggestion, and I've looked into that. I can get what I consider about the right size of the air conditioner for around $300, and the condenser area, you know, the regular forced air air conditioning is around $4,000.
Right.
Dollars.
So the difference is going to be, though, that's the definite surefire way to do this right is to put it through the whole house. You know, when you think about it, doing room by room by room. Let's just take a minute to talk about those units. Yeah, they are effective. They are limited based on how many square feet they will do. So keep that in mind. And you do have to run that big monstrous hose off of it to a window. Now, what kind of windows do you have? Double hung or casement?
No, they're double hung.
Good.
And you're right with the air conditioning, but this is a very, very low roof. You could almost roller skate on it.
Uh-huh.
And to get up into that attic, I don't hate anyone enough to have them go up there and run ductwork.
Well, they wouldn't have to run ductwork. You would, if you have forced air ductwork in your house already, that's the same ductwork that the air conditioning condenser would tie into. You would not need a separate system.
this is the forced air through the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, the ductwork that you have would be the same ductwork that you would use for the adaption, the adaptive adding of the condenser onto your existing furnace system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that may be the way I want to go then. Spend the money.
Yeah.
And as long as Hochul doesn't care about me being nice and cool during the summer, maybe I'll be okay.
Well, not yet, she doesn't. Not yet.
But that's
but
a good answer.
just finishing the discussion about those units. You know, they are limiting in that they will only do a certain number of square feet. So you'll have to have one in every room if that's what you wanted to do. You got to run that hose. You got to run it out the window, and you've got to create some kind of screening or blockage so that bugs don't come back in through that opening. So what I had to do, I had casement windows, and I didn't want to look through plywood. So I had a piece of plexiglass cut with a big hole made so that I could slide that hole through. You know, we got by a couple summers with that, and then I said, you know what, this is ridiculous. We ended up, in my case, though, Bob, I have hot water baseboard. So I had to put in a completely new ducted system through my attic, and that was very cumbersome. But looking back on it now, somewhat 8 or 10 years later, and the fact that we have a wonderfully cool house that works quite well to keep us comfortable in the hot time of year, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we spent the money to get it done and get it done right and not bother with these units that, you know, are just limited in terms of their capacity. So yeah, I would guide you there.
One more quick question.
Yeah, sure.
The hose that you speak of that is going out the window, is that air coming in or air going out?
That's the exhaust.
Okay. So you're cooling the air that's already existing in the home.
Exactly. It has a refrigerator kind of component in it that pumps the cool air out. And the other thing that I remember now, that just dawned on me, it has a water container as well that you have to dump. Did you know that?
The new ones that they advertise on Amazon, and you may be correct, but they advertise these as also being dehumidifiers that put this moisture back into the air.
So there's no collection of water?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Because that was another pain in the neck, is that, you know, every so many hours, whatever it was, depending on the humidity, you know, it's going to shut itself off. And
right.
that water
right.
tank is full, just like a dehumidifier, and you have to empty it.
Right.
And that was no fun. That was no fun either, because, you know, in the hottest time of year.
You know, it's always going to shut off when you're out to dinner or the middle of the night.
Well, exactly. So I think, you know, are you a retired gentleman?
I am, yes.
Yeah. So obviously, I don't want to spend your retirement, you know, income money freely. But, you know, for you to be comfortable in your retired years and to enjoy your home and feel as though you really did it right, I think it's worth the investment of putting in the condenser. I really do. I think you're going to find that it was worth the expense and worth the effort. And I think you're going to find that it's actually going to be good for the value of your house, too. So a lot
of
pluses.
I wish we would have had this conversation in 1976 when we moved in.
Isn't that funny about that? I built my house, and as I mentioned already, in 1984, and I grew up in a house with hot water baseboard, and I thought, well, that's what you have to have in a house is hot water baseboard.
Yeah.
And you know what? Couldn't be more sorry that I did, because then retrofitting it subsequently with air conditioning was not easy. So,
yeah,
absolutely right. And it's funny, I think maybe summers are warmer, or maybe we're more sensitive to them, or as we get older, maybe we get more sensitive to hotter temperatures. We just couldn't stand the house anymore with how hot it was in the summer. So, No, so I think
Dominic, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You've been very helpful.
All right, Bob. And get a few estimates and make sure you buy a good condenser. Make sure it's American made. Carrier is one that comes to mind. you want to make sure that you're researching that, because you don't want to have issues with that breaking down on you after you come on to rely on it.
Right.
All right?
Right. Thanks again.
All right, Bob. Good luck with that.
Bye now.
Yep. Yeah, you know, that's a kind of purchase that falls into that category of you get what you pay for. Yes, you're going to pay more, but it's going to be worth more in the long run. It's going to be more dependable, more reliable, again, adding more value, and all of that. And it couples together. And yes, you can get by with one of those floor standing models, but they're such a pain in the neck, really. Hey, great show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. Jerry Craig, A+. We'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday, same time, same place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.